It was a dark Wednesday for Arizona Diamondbacks fans as the organization traded first baseman Paul Goldschmidt, inarguably the best player the team ever drafted. But we're told the economic realities of Major League Baseball, and Goldschmidt being 1 year away from a very expensive contract via free agency, made this the wisest decision. We'll have to wait and see if the three players and the draft pick the Diamondbacks will receive from the St. Louis Cardinals ever pan out as big leaguers. With me to talk about the trade of Goldschmidt is Arizona Republic sports columnist Greg Moore. Greg, the face of the Diamondbacks franchise is now out of Arizona. What do you make of the trade?
Right now isn't a time to be analytical. Right now isn't a time to be rational. Right now is not a time to understand. We get it. We don't have to like it. Paul Goldschmidt was in line for a really big raise, and the Diamondbacks didn't feel like they had it to give him. They felt like that money would be better spent elsewhere toward rebuilding the club moving forward. The rationale, the logic, is not hard to follow, but it's not what anybody who loves the sport wants to hear. Diamondbacks fans haven't had a guy grow up in the organization, become one of the top players in the sport, and then go on to the Hall of Fame. Paul Goldschmidt could become that guy, could have become that guy. Now he's going to St. Louis for three guys nobody's ever heard of, and something called a competitive balance round B draft. What is that?
But I think about Larry Fitzgerald with the Cardinals. I know it's different in the NFL, but this was a guy, it was really up to him whether he wanted to keep going. His options are somewhat limited at his age, but a guy that everyone identifies with the Cardinals, first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. Why couldn't the Diamondbacks have thought that way? It just seems like the Cardinals, even with all the mistakes they've made, they didn't make one in that case, and the Diamondbacks could be making one here.
I feel like there's a movement in baseball toward people who are really, really smart proving to you that they're really, really smart. Front offices across the sport are finding ways to change the way baseball's played to even the playing field, which makes a lot of sense. But no one, and I mean no one, is going to want to pay to watch thinkers think or to watch analysts analyze. The game has become less exciting. And one of the ways to combat that is to have somebody out there that people actually want to watch. Oh, you know, like a homegrown superstar who's one of the best players in all of the sport. And again, I get it. I understand why general managers are doing the things the way that they're doing. They're looking at the rules, and they're trying to find an advantage, and they're trying to win games. And that's commendable. Don't ask me to like it.
How many times do we see the headlines about some guys who've done something off the field we don't like or something that wasn't so great? That's never the case with Goldschmidt. It almost feels like they're giving up a guy who on field and off field is as commendable as there can be. I think there are more inherent risks here for the organization rather than just trading a star player. It's a star player that was pretty likable and not that egotistical either.
All of those points that you make are terrific. But let me just boil this all the way down. At some point in your life as a fan, you're going to want to watch a guy and you're going to want to stand the way he stands in the batter's box. You're going to want to stand the way he stands when he's in the field. You're going to adopt his mannerisms. You're going to just kind of mimic that guy because he's your guy. That's for every fan at every level in every city across the country. That's the way it works. And now we've got less of an opportunity to do that. We've got to start over. You can't make up for 8 years of production and goodwill. I mean, opening day, you pencil this guy in for 30 home runs. Opening day, you pencil this guy in for being in the conversation for the MVP race. And no matter what else happens, he's your guy. Now is not the time for rational, logical thought. Right now is the time to be in the middle of one of those stages of grief where you're somewhere between disbelief and anger. And it's reasonable to feel that way. And nobody should ask us to do anything else right now. This stinks. And I don't care how you look at it. It just stinks.
Greg Moore, sports columnist for the Arizona Republic. Greg, thanks for summing it up.
Sure, man. No problem. Thanks for having me.